This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kazakhstan's health ministry said Sunday 164 people have been killed in protests that have rocked the country over the past week. The figures reported on state news are a significant rise from previous tallies. Kazakh authorities said early Sunday that 16 police or National Guard had been killed. Authorities previously gave the death toll as 26. It's now 164. Most of the deaths, 103, were in Almaty, the country's largest city, where demonstrators seized government buildings and set some on fire, according to the ministry. It earlier reported more than 2,000 people sought treatment for injuries and nearly 1,300 security officers were injured. The office of Kazakhstan's president says nearly 6,000 people were detained by police during the protest that developed into violence last week and prompted a Russian-led military alliance to send troops to the country. President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev's office said Sunday order has stabilized in the country and that authorities have regained control of administrative buildings that were occupied by protesters. Almaty's airport, which had been taken by protesters last week, remained closed but was expected to resume operating Monday. Protest over a sharp rise in prices of fuel began in the country's west January 2nd and spread throughout Kazakhstan, apparently reflecting discontent beyond fuel prices. Tokayev contends the demonstrations were ignited by so-called terrorists with foreign backing, although the protests have shown no obvious leaders or organization. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. West African leaders gathered Sunday to discuss Mali's crisis after the military submitted an 11th-hour timetable to restore civilian rule after its initial proposal of a transition up to 5 years was rejected. The extraordinary summit of the Economic Community of West African States bloc in Ghana's capital was expected to discuss possible sanctions on the Sahel state over potentially delayed elections, among other issues. The meeting comes after months of increasing tensions over the timetable for restoring civilian rule in Mali after two coups and a military takeover in 2020. Last August, army officers led by Colonel Assimi Gota toppled the elected president amid street protests against his unpopular rule. Under threat of sanctions, Gota subsequently promised to restore civilian rule in February 2022 after holding presidential and legislative elections, but he staged a de facto second coup in May 2021, forcing out an interim civilian government. Security forces fired tear gas Sunday as thousands rallied in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, and a neighboring city, witnesses said, keeping up pressure on the military following a coup 11 weeks ago. The coup led by Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan on October 25th derailed a power-sharing transition between the military and civilians that had been painstakingly established in the wake of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir's ouster in 2019. Security forces fired tear gas as pro-democracy protesters headed towards the presidential palace amid roadblocks seeking to prevent people converging there and at Army headquarters. Protesters also rallied in Omdurman, Khartoum's twin city. The resumption of protests since the coup has been met with a crackdown that has killed at least 60 people, according to medics. Gunmen in northwest Nigeria have freed 30 students and a teacher after 7 months in captivity, according to a local official. More than 1,400 children were abducted in Nigeria last year, according to the United Nations, mostly during attacks on schools and colleges by gunmen known locally as bandits. Students are often quickly released after ransom payments, but 200 were still missing in September, according to the UN. Clashes between herders and farmers over access to land has plagued northwest and central Nigeria for years, with some groups evolving into criminal gangs who now terrorize local communities. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.